January 18, 1933 Loneliness in which Jesus is placed by those who receive him sacramentally. His tears, his sorrows. Mute species, and living species. Continuation of the life of Jesus in the creature. Having received Holy Communion, I was making my usual thanksgivings, and my highest good Jesus made himself seen afflicted and taciturn, as if he felt the need of company. And I, clasping him to me, sought to console him by offering to be always united with him in order to never leave him alone. And Jesus seemed all content, and in order to pour out his sorrow, he said to me, My daughter, be faithful to me, never leave me alone, because the pain of loneliness is the most depressing, since company is the food of relief for one who suffers. On the other hand, without company, one suffers sorrow and is constrained to feeling famished because he lacks one who gives the relief of food. He lacks everything, and perhaps he lacks one who could offer relief, be it even a bitter medicine. My daughter, how many souls receive me sacramentally in their hearts and leave me in loneliness? I feel myself in them as within a desert, as if not pertaining to them. They treat me like a stranger. But do you know why? They don't take part in my life, in my virtues, in my sanctity, in my joys and in my sorrows. Company means to take part in all that the person near does and suffers. Therefore receiving me and not taking part in my life is for me the most bitter loneliness. And remaining alone I cannot tell them how much I burn with love for them, and therefore my love remains isolated, isolated my sanctity, my virtues, my life. In sum, everything is loneliness inside of me and outside of me. Oh! How many times I descend into their hearts and I cry, because I see myself alone. And when I descend, seeing myself alone, I feel neither cared for, nor appreciated, nor loved, so much so that I am constrained by their not caring, to being reduced to silence and to sadness. And since they do not take part in my sacramental life, I feel myself isolated in their hearts. And seeing that I don't have anything to do with divine and invincible patience, I await the consummation of the sacramental species that my eternal fiat had imprisoned me inside of, leaving hardly any traces of my descent, since I could not leave anything of my sacramental life, except perhaps only my tears, because not having taken part in my life, there lacked the void for where to be able to leave the things that belong to me, and that I wanted to put in common with them. Therefore, many souls are seen who receive me sacramentally, and they are not like me. They are sterile of virtues, sterile of love, of sacrifice. Poor little ones, they eat of me, but since they do not keep me company, they remain hungry. Ah! In how many straits of sorrow and of cruel martyrdom my sacramental life is placed. Many times I feel my love drowned, I would like to free myself, and I yearn to descend into hearts, but alas! I am constrained to leaving more suffocated than before. How can I pour out if they have not paid attention to the flames that burn me? Other times the flood of sorrow inundates me, I yearn for a heart to have a relief for my pains. But what? They would want that I take part of them, not they of me. And I do it, hiding my sorrows, my tears, in order to console them, and I remain without the longed for relief. But who can tell you the so many sorrows of my sacramental life, and how there are more of those who receive me and place me in loneliness in their hearts, but bitter loneliness, than those who keep me company? And when I find a heart that keeps me company, I place my life in communication with her, leaving her the deposit of my virtues, the fruit of my sacrifices, the participation of my life, and I chose her for my residence, for the hiding place of my pains, and as a place of my refuge. And I feel as though reciprocated for the sacrifice of my eucharistic life, because I find one who breaks my loneliness for me, who dries my tears, who gives me the freedom of letting me pour out my love and my sorrows. It is they who serve me as living species, not like the sacramental species that gives me nothing, that only hides me. The rest I do by myself, all alone. They do not tell me a word that breaks my loneliness. They are mute species. On the other hand, in souls who use me as living species, our life develops together. We beat with one single heartbeat, and if I see her disposed, I communicate to her my pains and I continue my passion in her. I can say that from the sacramental species, I pass to the living species in order to continue my life on earth, not alone, but together with her. You must know the pains are no longer in my power, and I go asking for love from these living species of souls, who make up for what is lacking to me. Therefore, my daughter, when I find a heart who loves me and keeps me company, giving me the freedom to do what I want, I arrive at excesses, and I do not care about anything else. I give everything, so that the poor creature feels drowned by my love and by my graces, and then my sacramental life does not remain sterile anymore when it descends into hearts. No, it reproduces me, belocating and continuing my life in her. And these are my conquerors who administer their life to this poor indigent man of sufferings, and they say to me, my love, you had your turn at sufferings, and it is ended, now it is my turn, therefore let me make up for you and suffer in your place. And oh, how content I am! My sacramental life remains at its place of honor, because it reproduces other lives of itself in creatures. Therefore, I want you always together with me, so that we live together, and you take to heart my life, and I yours. Fiat.